Hello, I'm Dr. Maury Markman from Cancer Treatment Centers of America in Philadelphia, and I wanted to briefly discuss a very interesting paper and development that has occurred in the management of ovarian cancer. The paper is entitled Rucaparib in Relapsed Platinum-Sensitive High-Grade Ovarian Carcinoma, ARIEL 2 Trial, International Multicenter Open-Label Phase 2 Trial. This paper was recently published in The Lancet Oncology 2017, Issue 18, page 75 through 87. What this paper describes are the results of a phase 2 open-label trial that looked at the use of rucaparib, a PARP inhibitor, in the management of patients with platinum-sensitive ovarian cancer. The study looked at a total of over 200 patients in the trial, and included individuals who had both BRCA mutation positive germline, as well as somatic mutation positive. And also it looked at a biomarker that was looking for loss of heterozygosity as a potential marker, in addition to the question of whether there was a BRCA mutation. The study demonstrated that patient population that was germline mutation positive had a very high response rate to the PARP inhibitor. In fact, there was an objective response rate of 80% if one looked specifically at RECIST criteria, and 85% if RECIST criteria plus C8-125 was included in this population. That is specifically the women with a known BRCA mutation in the germline. However, very importantly, in the individuals with a somatic mutation, not a germline mutation in BRCA, this included a total of 14 patients. The objective response rate by RECIST was 74%. And when that one included CA125, the objective response rate increased to 84%. Clearly, this is a very active drug in the high-grade serous ovarian cancer patients, and has recently led to the availability of this agent in the United States by the FDA. This is a second PARP inhibitor that has been approved for use in the United States in the management of ovarian cancer, along with olaparib, and is a very important addition to the armamentarium of oncologists caring for women with ovarian cancer. It's very clear that this class of agents is very active in ovarian cancer, and future research in this area is weighted with, and results are weighted with great anticipation. This is clearly a class of drugs that's going to have a very positive impact on both time to progression, symptoms, and survival in ovarian cancer. I thank you for your attention, and I encourage you to read this interesting paper that appeared in Lancet Oncology. Thank you.